First of all, you don't want to make the mistake today of saying, oh, so-and-so needs to hear this message. Because that's what? Thank you. Here we go. Why am I doing this series called Here Comes a Judge? Well, little did he know, but last Sunday I had dinner with my son, Mitch, who's right up here, sings with me. And he said, Dad, there's a verse over in Matthew 7, 21, 22, about Lord, Lord. Many will say in that day, we did this in your name, that in your name, etc. Lord, Lord, you know. They're going to say, Lord, Lord. He's going to say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never what? Knew you. So obviously when he asked that, I thought about it a little bit. I just started thinking. Before I went to talk to him a little bit about it, or put a message together on that passage, I started way back at the beginning. Not at 21 or 22, but back at the beginning of Matthew 7. When I'm reading Matthew 7, it talks about judging. Okay? And I thought, you know, I've done Matthew 5. That's called the best life, the blessed life, how to be blessed. I've done on the Beatitudes. This should be my attitude. We've done things like that. Then on Matthew 6, not long ago, within the last 6 months, I did things on the Lord's Prayer. That's Matthew 6. So I thought it's appropriate. We need to do Matthew 7. Amen? So we'll maybe get to what Mitch's question was in a couple of weeks. Let's start at the beginning. Amen? Y'all ready? Say. So a series called Here Come to Judge. Here Come to Judge. Can you say that with me? Here Come to Judge. Here Come to... Wonder if people say that when they see you. Here come to judge. Here come to... Or me. Let's talk about it. Y'all ready? Let's go. Here we go. We're in the Word now. You hear me now? We're in the Word. The Word's coming. Let's take the Word today. And let's eat it up today. Let's chew on it. Let it find good ground in us today. And it could change us. Title of my message today is a series called Here Come to Judge. Would you say those three words with me? Big words. Don't play. Can we say it louder, people? Come on. Don't play. Don't play God. Talking about judging. Have you ever thought God's going to be pretty ticked off at people one day who played like they were Him? Say, can you imagine one day standing before the judge and you played like you was Him? I don't think that's going to go over too good. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? We're just getting started. Here we go. Jesus began His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter what? 5, the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5. With what? Blessing. Blessed is the man. Blessed is this. Blessed is that. Blessed, 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 blessed. Blessing. He ends in Matthew 7 with what? Judging. Judging. So we get our first clue right here today. A sure killer to blessing is what? Say it with me. A sure killer to blessing is what? Judging. You don't kill your marriage? Instead of bless, judge. You want to kill a friendship? Instead of bless, judge. You see how this works every time? Say. Say. See how this works? Say. See, people ain't going to invite you over to dinner so you can judge them. Are they? Say. Oh, can't wait. Yeah, yeah, they're coming over. Go judge us tonight. Yay. You understand? A sure killer to blessing is judging. Now, today's message, here we go. One more time. Sit with me. Don't play God. Don't play God. I tried to think if I ever heard a message, a solo message on judging. I personally haven't. I know they're out there, but here's one coming today. Matthew 7:1. We start at the beginning. Probably only going to look at 5 verses of the whole chapter today. Matthew 7:1. It's not that long. We can memorize this verse. We can take it with us forever. Here we go. Say it with me. Judge not that you be not. How hard is that? You need to change the word ye if you want to. Here we go. Go on. Here we go. Judge not that you be not. Can you say it with me so you got it? And I want to know how many you got it now. Come on. Judge not that you be not judged. Can you make that disappear? Hide it. Say it with me. Judge that. Okay, some of y'all struggling. You're struggling. Let's do it. Come on. Here we go. Judge not that you be not judged. One more time. Judge not that you be not judged. People that say, I don't understand the Bible. Clark, I don't understand the Bible. It's so hard. Let's try this one. Let's try this part of the Bible. Judge not that you be not. You think you can get that much? Say, I think I can handle it. Here we go. What's the first point on the message, don't play God? The first point is this. We're talking about judging today. Number one, the final judgment. Would you say that way? The final judgment. It's not a hard message today. 3 points right here. The final judgment. The final judgment. Judge not that you be not judged. Every one of us will be judged by the who? God Himself. Every one of us at the final judgment. It doesn't matter who your mother is. Do you understand me? Say. Or your daddy is. Don't matter. It's because he's God and they ain't. No matter what kind of position you have. You see what I'm saying? How much money you got makes no difference. Because he's God, you ain't, they ain't, it ain't. One day, every one of us will be judged by the judge, God Himself. Say that in yellow with me. We will all face God one day. We'll all face God one day. It's going to happen. The final judgment. Judge not that you be not judged. Now, don't think if you don't judge, you ain't going to stand at the judgment. No, you're still going to stand at the judgment. But you don't need to be standing at the judgment playing God and standing at the judgment being accountable to God one day for how you tried to play like you were Him and stand in front of Him one day acting like you were Him. You don't want to do that. Y'all listening so far? You got it? The final judgment. I saw something. I've read it many times. It hit me like a ton of bricks in my office this week as I was studying this message. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Keep reading. For God sent not His Son into the world to what? Condemn the world. But that the world through Him might be saved. He that believes on Him is not condemned. But he that believes not is what? Condemned already. Because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now here's the point. Hang on, Raj. Here's the point. Jesus was sinless. God Himself came to this earth, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross. Listen, He came all the time you see Jesus in the Scriptures, when you see Him, He's being good to folk. Did y'all know that, yes or no? Other people are wanting to throw people in the trash. He didn't. Did you see that or no? Say. Other people are saying things or wanting to hurt people. Jesus seems to stand up for them. Have you ever noticed that when you read the Bible? See, because Jesus didn't come into the world to what? Condemn the world. And here's my quote for you this week. It's going to be in my book of quotes one day when I'm famous. Here we go. Since God did not send His only Son Jesus here to condemn the world, I'm certain He didn't send you here to do it either. Amen. Come on. We make excuses about judging. We do. We make excuses. Yeah, but you know, I mean, but wait a minute. You know, I got to watch who I'm with. I mean, we're going to talk about it another Sunday. We make excuses. Listen, since God did not send His only Son Jesus here to condemn the world, I am certain He didn't send you here to do it either. And don't gloss over judging. Judging hurts, guys. Did y'all know? It just hurts. How many have been hurt in this room because somebody judged you? Don't put your hand up. Go ahead. It hurt. It hurt. Man, I've been judged as a pastor. I've been judged. My goodness gracious alive. And it's not usually about the lost people. See, lost people ain't too good at this. It's the Christian folk that got this thing down to a science. whenever I've gone through hard times, a lot of times it's that lost brother, somebody, maybe even a Christian who's been like a hellion or something. I find a lot of times those are the guys that come along and I got some good encouragement from. Come on. Since God didn't send His only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to condemn the world, I'm certain He didn't send you and me here to do it either. Remember that. I'd say if He wanted to send somebody to judge somebody, I believe He'd send His Son to do it. Oh, by the way, His Son will do it. He's given Him all authority. And one day, He is the judge. Eyes as a flame of fire, sword proceeding out of His mouth. He is going to rule in righteousness. His name is faithful and true, and He's called the Word of God. It's right there on His side. King of kings and Lord of lords. One day. But when He came to this earth, I'd say this, as long as you got feet on this earth, you shouldn't judge folk. You listening? Say. You want to get to heaven one day and ask God, can I judge? You go ahead and try it. I think He's going to go, nah, I believe He's got that covered right over there. Amen. Y'all cool so far? Come on. So, point number one, there's going to be a final judgment one day. And we're all going to stand before God. And we shouldn't play God while we're here, because if we do, we're going to give an account to Him face to face one day for doing it. Did we get that point down pretty good? Let's go now. Verse number two. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Say that with me right there. For with what judgment you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, or what measuring stick you measure other folk by, you're going to be measured that way too. Did you hear that? Yes or no? And a lot of times we sort of gloss this one over and we pass this one up because we say, see, in our mind, that's God one day is going to judge me. As long as He's up here and I'm down here, and as long as this judgment one day is way out here and I'm down here, I can be a judge of folk and I can get by with it. See, but that ain't what that's really teaching, not that much, I don't think. It is that, but it's teaching something else. Here's what I think this is teaching. Y'all ready? So number one was the final judgment. But wait a minute. Number two is the now judgment. The now judgment. These are my words. If you don't like this message today, you can pretty much say, I don't like him. Okay, here we go. The now judgment. What do I mean by the now judgment? What is that verse teaching? God will judge us one day. People are judging us today. God will judge us one day, final judgment, but the now judgment, people are judging us today. Now, what do I mean by that? Keep thinking. We are being judged. We are being judged. Right now, we are receiving from people exactly what we give. Let me tell you something. If you judge people, you might think you're pulling the wool. You might think you're fooling. But you know what? This planet's got a whole lot of smart people on it. You know that? The world is pretty bright out there. You know, probably most of this world system's run by even probably lost people. And it seems to run and click along. Pretty bright. Christians who judge aren't fooling anybody. Did you hear me? And don't think if you talk to them, or even other Christians you're talking to and you're being judgmental, don't think they don't know your game. And don't think every time they're with you, they're backing off a little more. They're backing off a little more. You're not fooling them. You're the fool. What's this verse teaching? The way we judge others and the measure we use to judge others will come right back on. Did you hear me today? Guys, we haven't been called to judge because we aren't God. We can't play God. We shouldn't play God. And I'm telling you, the more you judge, and buddy, I've done this as a living. I've been a pastor for a long time. Long time. I've served longer than any other pastor in this community in the same church. In the same area, me.
What does that tell me? I got a little bit of smarts on this one. When it comes to dealing with Christian folk, I'm going to tell you something. Christian people judge people. Did you hear me? Say that with me. Christian people judge. Would you say that with me? You're not cussing. Come on. Christian people judge people. And even some of you, when I'm talking right now, your mind's saying, yeah, but we, you know, I mean, but yeah, but you don't know, and you know, yeah, but. See, you've convinced yourself that it's okay. It's not okay to play God. I want you to always remember that. Jesus Christ did not come to this world to condemn the world, but somehow you were born whenever in whatever hospital to be, oh, here come the judge, here come the judge, oh, baby, here come the judge. You're not the judge. You've never been called to judge. I am not the judge. I have never been called to judge. Do we have to make judgment calls in life? Yes. And we're going to talk about that on another message. But today we're talking about judging people. I'm going to tell you something. You can do this in church, and I've seen more church people and Christian people do it than lost people. I'm just trying to tell you what I know. Are y'all hearing me or not? Thank you. We reap what we sow. If this verse is saying anything, with the judgment you judge other people and the measuring stick you use to measure other folk, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's going to come back on you. It's that old principle called, we reap what we what? We reap what we sow. Now look at the Scriptures. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You playing God? Oh, he ain't thinking it's funny. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also what? Reap. For he that sows to his flesh, and by the way, judging is fleshly. That's not spiritual. You can make it sound spiritual. Yeah, but see, the Bible says this, and he's doing this. And so you can dress it all up. But there's something about the flesh that loves to judge. Oh, I love this. It's fleshly. For he that sows of his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows of the what? Spirit. Judging people is not spiritual. It's fleshly. It's not right. You can't think you're judging somebody and using a scripture to put with it and somehow you're going to reap a good thing. You're not going to reap a good thing when you do it. It's fleshly. But he that sows to the Spirit, though, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Why don't you spend your time, instead of judging, doing something spiritual? How about we start with this? The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. You see all those good things? Judging ain't there. Got it? Come on. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Do the right thing. It's going to pay off. Judging's the wrong thing. Don't do it because you're going to sow it if you do it. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do what? Let us do what? You can't ever walk up to a man when you've judged him and go, you know what, I just did you a favor. I did you a favor. Yeah. That's not doing good. Are we called in the Scriptures? And we're going to talk about another message another time. There are times that there's words like rebuke in the Bible. There are things like that in the Bible. Hey, you rebuke a brother, you correct a brother, and things like that. But a lot of times it's like as a father. You'll hear other little tags with it. Sometimes rebuke and correction, it's not judging. Well, that's another message for another day. Okay? Don't get that confused. Don't let judging somehow get a rubber stamp. Like, see, it's good. It ain't. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially those who are the household of what? Even that verse right there tells me in the household of faith, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of judging, and there's a lot of crap. You listening? Guys, and I'm not preaching the message today because I see a problem here at Fellowship. This is how many would say, I have judged other people, and I've done that before. Can I see your hand? See, it didn't matter where I preach this in America. It would fit, wouldn't it? This is one of those, okay, I could get me some free shoes today, right? Yeah, these suckers fit. Amen? So, this is another little famous quote of mine. I wrote it this week. You sow it, and it will be what? Say it again. You sow it, and it will be. Say it again. You sow it, and it will be. See, a lot of times we think if I give $1,000, I'm going to get $1,000. Because, see, I sowed $1,000, so therefore I'm going to get $1,000. See, I call that spooky Christian crazy math. But the real deal, this is teaching right here, I believe. Listen to me. The real deal this verse is teaching, let me tell you something right now. You judge somebody, it's going to come back on you. You're going to reap what you sow. Now, if you do reap, if you sow love, you're going to reap love. You ever wondered why that person that judges people all the time don't have a lot of friends? Or they're going through them like a Rolodex or something? Whereas the person that's kind and meek, they don't know they're all that whatsoever, but people like spending time with them. Have you noticed that or not? Because you reap what you what? You're kind, people are going to be kind. Did I say all the time? No, you live on a fallen planet and some people are just meaner than a snake. But the point is, if you're kind, don't think that other folks won't be kind to you. Amen. The point is, you judge people, don't be deceived. You are being judged. They know you. They see you. You can pretend. My family don't like me. See, because I'm a Christian. Have you ever thought your family doesn't like you because you took a 2x4 and tried to slam them right upside the head with it? And see, they can't stand you, and it is the truth. Because every time you get around them, you're coming across as judgmental, like they're going to hell. And I'm learning this all the time, new in my own life. We have a lot of folks that are Catholic, that are former Catholics that come to Fellowship Church. This is not a Catholic church, okay? This is a church that's grounded on Jesus. We love Jesus. We love people. However, not everything somebody learned in the Catholic Church is wrong. Yes or no? Yeah! A lot of the Scriptures, a lot of things they taught, absolutely. And if we're not careful, and if I'm not careful, I can come across as just mean, hard, judgmental. I'm just saying, I still got all kinds of room where I can learn. Y'all hearing me or not? That's just an example. How many have a hard time with faith with your family? Let me see your hand. Come on, it's not bad to admit it. How many have ever had any of your family feel like you're shoving it down their throat? Let me see your hand. Now, how many would put your hand down and say, you probably did? A lot of hands went up. Yeah! We can mean to do good, but it can be mixed with judging if we're not careful. Are y'all hearing me? So I'm just saying, you sow it and it will be what? So the way you judge people and the measure you use to judge people, they will come around and they will measure you with that same measuring stick. Be careful. This is Jesus talking, by the way. This is not Gary. I mean, I'm up here just talking some. This is the Word, baby. Amen? Come on. Verse number 3 now. Number 1 ain't that hard. Final judgment. Number 2, the now judgment. I'm being judged right now. And in some of it, I know, some of it's just people judging. It ain't right. Some of the judgment we face, though, right now is right. Because we've sowed it, and it is so. Amen. Third point, and I'm going to spend the most time, but it's going to be good time for us, the right judgment. Say that with me, the what? Okay, Clark, I mean, come on. Here comes the judge. Don't play God. Okay, I got it. Okay, I can't judge. What's the right judgment then? What is the right judgment? Because I want to do it so bad. What's the right judgment? Jesus speaking, you'll know these scriptures. And why beholdest thou the mote or speck, say speck, in thy brother's eye, come on, but consider not the what, say 2x4, or tree that's in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the little speck in your eye, and behold, the 2x4 is in your own eye. Jesus speaking, thou what? Woo! First cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly how to cast out that little speck out of your what? See, as Christian people, we know the Scriptures. We've been in church, and we've been all churched up. And I'm going to tell you something. We can think that we're doing a spiritual thing when we're trying to judge people. We're really just trying to help them, you see. I'm just really trying to help them. But see, here's the problem. They don't see it as help. They see it as you got a beam in your eye, and you coming at them to get this little speck out of their eye. Are you kidding me? They don't want nothing to do with you. Amen. The right judgment. So what is the right judgment? If you're so enamored with judging, and there's something in all of us that wants to judge because we've all done it, the right judgment, say it with me, is what? Can we say it again? The right judgment is? I'm going to just say it today. You might not like me for saying this, but you judging anybody is always wrong. That's just too simple, ain't it? The right judgment is what? Self-judgment. The right judgment is self-judgment. Let's talk about it. Self-judgment. The purpose of self-judgment, that's me judging myself, is to help myself. See, I want to help me. When I judge me, I can help who? Me. But also, when I judge me, I'm better able to help who? Others. Self-judgment is the right judgment. Keep looking. When we judge others, we hurt who? Ourselves, but we also hurt who? Them. See, if you self-judge, most likely you're going to help yourself. And you're going to help other people. If you judge others, you're definitely hurting yourself. And you will hurt other people. It will happen. One more time. How many, and I just do this because I like to be real. I've done the wrong, the bad, at every one of these answers, I've done it, okay? But how many would say you have actually hurt somebody by judging them? Can I see a few hands in the audience? There you go. It's all right to be at home. We don't get no good done if we can't talk. And it's good for us to see that. They're right in this room, including the pastor. I've hurt people from judging them. A lot of times I've had to come back around and eat it. How many ever ate it? Made you sick. Yeah. So self-judgment. Now I want you to keep that in mind as we read Luke 18, a different part of Scripture. But I want you to feel it. I want you to feel it in this passage. I want you to feel someone judging. And I want you to feel the pain. And he spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous, and they what? See, we don't realize it when we judge people sometimes. See, we see it as spiritual. It's not so bad. God sees it, and they see it as you despise me. That's why they say, we don't want to see you anymore. We don't want you coming to the family reunion again if you're going to do that. See, because they don't see it as a spiritual thing. They see it as you despise me. So they saw the parable, the story told about those that thought they were righteous, but they despised others. And here's the story. Two men went up into the temple to pray. All good so far. The one, a Pharisee, put in the word like slash hypocrite. And the other was a publican, put in the word a lowlife loser, sinner man, bad person. They're both going to the temple to pray. The Pharisee slash hypocrite stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican, low-life loser. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, that low-life loser sinner man, was standing afar off. And he wouldn't so much as lift up his eyes to heaven. But he smote his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a what? A sinner. Jesus speaking. I tell you, this man, the sinner man, went down to his house, what? Justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be what? Exalted. But did you feel a little bit of the pain in that story? Can you imagine the guy standing so far off over here and hearing this guy right here say what he was saying? And I want to insert something right here, if you don't mind. Here we go. When it comes to judging, a lot of times us Christian folk, we're careful with some of the smaller things. But when it comes to adultery, murder, a lying thief. But that's exactly what Jesus, he used the biggies, didn't he? See, the Pharisee, he was soft on those little guys, the little ones too. He was easy on those little ones. He pointed at the big ones. So the message I got from that is, guys, we shouldn't judge nobody under any circumstance. Did you hear me? Yes or no? If somebody did wrong, they going to make that bed, they going to lie in that bed. Amen. Say, I believe in courts and in justice and, of course, all those things. Sure, it is not my place to ever stand in judgment over anybody. Got it so far? This is hard. How many feel like you've just been run over by a bus today? Come on, that ain't the purpose. Why do we do it, Pastor? Why do we do the wrong judgment, not the right judgment? We judge others because we think it makes us look good. This is all my right. This is me. Why do we judge? I think we judge because it makes us look good. We think it does. See? I don't do that. They do. Even when I'm trying to help somebody, many times, I'm not just talking about just me, but as a people, when we try to help people sometimes, we come across judgmental. And something's going on inside of us, pride. So we judge others because we think it makes us look good. It what? Say. I ain't never seen a judge yet that looked good. A Christian judge. I judge people. You're so good looking. No, it doesn't make you look good. I didn't say it won't get you a job in church. I'll see Christian people, we like that judging stuff. You judge real good, we might give you a job. But to the world, to the regular folk, and to God Himself, He's like, gosh, I wish you would just stop that mess. Amen. Come on. When we judge ourselves, which is the right judgment, we're better able to help who? Others what? What do I mean by that? When I judge me, and I take care of my mess, I realize I'm a sinner. I realize I have shortcomings. I'm better able to see other people. And instead of seeing their sin, I can see their value. I can see they're a lot like me. Look at that. Hey, if I made it, they can make it. See how that works? Yes or no? If Christ died for me, He died for them. If He forgave me, He'll forgive them. See how you make that jump? It's a good thing. All right, here you go. You know what good looking is? Say it with me. You know what good looking is? Next time you see a good looking woman, fella, you know what good looking is? Remember this. Good looking is taking a good look at yourself. That's what good looking is. You want to know what good looking is? Take a good look at yourself. Remember this song? Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. You know that? Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. And you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. You know what good looking is? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Not for the song, but for the truth. Come on. Listen. You know what good looking is? Take a good look at yourself. Every time you look in the mirror and say, I'm good looking, you go, oh, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Come on, here we go. You know what good looking is? It's looking at others through eyes of love. That's what good looking is. If you're so enamored with wanting to look into other people's mess, oh man, the best kind of looking is to let your eyes look at them through love. Not judgment. Love. Oh God, help me look at other people through love. Let me look at them through love. Let me be forgiving like you're forgiving. Let me cast things as far as the east is the west like you do. Help me bury things in the depths of the sea like you do, Lord. Let me see their potential, not their shortcomings. You hearing me? It ain't an easy message. It's not easy to do. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. But he that loves not knows not God, for God is love. And when we judge people, we actually think sometimes that we're doing it because we love them. And guys, I'm not talking about moms, dad, with you young'uns. Guys, we have to get on to them. I know that. But you know not everybody on the planet's your child. Say. And even a neighbor's kids ain't yours. You see what I mean? Come on. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to what? Love one another. Herein is our love made perfect or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. See, one day at the final judgment, you're going to stand before the Lord. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Okay? There is no what? Say it with me. You know why people judge? Because they're afraid of who they are. This is me talking. We think it makes us look better because we really think we're that crappy that I got to somehow build myself up by tearing somebody else down. Let me tell you something. There is no fear in love. There's no fear in love. Don't call judging somebody love. It's not. That's you being afraid. Did you hear me this morning? It's you being afraid. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out what? I'm free to love a person. Even if they sin, Pastor, you can love them. Well, why can't I? He does. Sure I can. Why can't I? Perfect love casts out fear because fear has what? You can judge somebody and it makes you feel good for a little bit, but you still ain't fixed the problem. You're still tormented. He that fears is not made perfect in love. I love this verse, one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. We love Him because He first loved us. How can I stop judging? But realize He didn't judge me. Jesus took my judgment. If a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. There's nothing more hateful than to judge somebody. Did y'all hear me today? I know it's a tough message. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he ain't seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves who? His brother also. And even us spiritual Christians will say, yeah, but that's our brother, not the lost and not the unsaved heathen out there. That's crazy. Did Jesus die for the heathen? Somebody say yes or no. Thank you. So don't what? We're almost done, ain't we, Raj? Here we go. Wow, here we go. Jesus used the eye to make his point, didn't he? Jesus used the eye to make his point. You're trying to get a speck out of your brother's eye. Okay, let's read it again. Here we go. And why beholdest the boat that's in your brother's eye, but you don't consider not the beam that's in your own what? Say aye with me. Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the boat out of your, and behold, a beam is in your own. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own. And then shall you be able to see clearly how to cast out the boat out of your brother's. He used I. He used the eye. The eye is the most sensitive part of the body. I can go to the beach. I did it yesterday. I can roll in the sand. I look like a donut. All rolling in it. I can get sand in my nose, in my ears, in my mouth, between my toes, and even places you don't know where sand goes. Listen, but you let one little bit of sand get in my eye, and I cry like a baby. He compared judging to the sensitivity of the eye. It must be one of the most horrific, harmful, horrible, painful things we can do to people. He used the what? The eye. Matthew 22, he says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. If you'll walk in love and you'll know how to walk right, your whole life will be a better life. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of what? If therefore the light that's in you be dark, how great is that darkness? The eye. We're almost done. How can we help others see when we're blind to our own selves? How can we do that? His imagery was so incredible. A speck in somebody else's eye, a 2x4 beam in our own. How can we help others see when we can't see? The hypocrite has eyes to see the sin of others, but has not eyes to see the sin of himself. That's Jesus' point. That's what he's trying to get across. I don't know about you. I can't stand going to the eye doctor. And if you're in that business, God bless you, I couldn't do it. I don't want a blind optometrist working on me. I don't even like the ones that can see good. And my guy's young, he's nice, he can see good. I like him eating all that stuff. But I go in there, and the lady gets me first. And I didn't notice till I got older, shoot all this mess in my eyes. She says, open your eyes. I can't. No, open them. I don't want to. Open them. So I open them. She squirts all that stuff in there like she's burning my eyeballs out. And here's what I do. I want you to know something. You'll always know if I'm at the eye doctor in front of you. Because you hear this in the other room. Ow! Oh! I make her pay for what she's doing to me. That lady goes home and has nightmares about her job. Oh, yeah. I don't want a blind optometrist working on me. But as believers, judging believers we are, we judge people. We got the 2x4, yet we're going to fix somebody. We're going to fix them. And the most sensitive area of their life is when you judge them. The most sensitive area in their life is when you judge them. It's you taking sand. You don't even realize it. I don't even realize it. We're taking sand and we're rubbing it in your eye. Here, you need Jesus. See, you've done wrong. You're not right. God loves you, but we don't do it like we're so sweet. You can have a sweet lady working in that eye place. I don't care how sweet she is. She starts to stick that stuff in my eyeball, I'm hollering. You understand? Yes or no? You can dress judging up, but it ain't pretty. I don't care what you do with it. Here's the danger and the horror of the story today. 2 Corinthians, if our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are what? In whom the god of this world, Satan, has what? Has what? The minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should what? Shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your what? For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What does that teach us in the light of today's message? I'm going to tell you something. You go on Family Feud, you'll win this answer. You'll win this answer. Number one answer. What is the number one reason why people don't want to go to church? Number one answer
is full of hypocrites.
How many knew that before I put it up on a screen? Wonder why they say that. Because they've been judged. Satan's number one goal is to blind people from God's love. His number one goal. Satan has one main goal. You think it's breaking up families and this, that, and the other. That's all part of it. No, no. His main goal is he wants people to go to hell. And he blinds them to the gospel. Did y'all hear me today? And this is just me with my Bible in the office. But the Lord help me. Satan's number one tactic is to bind believers. Satan's number one tactic is to bind believers so that we can blind other unbelievers. Did you hear me today? Satan can't send me to hell because I've been washed in the blood. That's true. I'm going to heaven. But he can bind me if I allow him to. And his number one way to do it is to get me to judge other folk. And he can use me to go around and pour bleach in people's eyes. Can you imagine if you blinded a little child? Can you imagine if you accidentally blinded a child? I mean, if you accidentally blinded a little small child, say a second grader, and for the rest of your life you saw the child blind, I don't think I could live with myself. It'd be hard, wouldn't it, say, to know I did that. I'm blinded. That's what we do when we judge people. Number one answer, I won't go because they judge me. The image of the eye teaches a great truth. What's our truth today? Exercise love and tenderness when dealing with who? People. Love them. Be tender. That's huge. It's so sensitive.
They're just so sensitive.
Yeah, they are. That's why Christ came and died for us, right? Say. Yeah. Remember that a speck of dirt ain't near as bad as a torn retina. Think about that sometime when you're dealing with somebody with sin in their life or they didn't measure up just like you thought. Be careful that speck that you see doesn't turn into a torn retina after you get done with them. Amen, say. That's a hard message. How many feel like you've been beat up today? You have. You've been looking at me like, I got beat up all day. Do you know I love you a little bit? Less than when you came in, right? Probably. No, I still don't. One day, God will judge me. Today, others are judging me. I pray, Lord, help me judge me. Amen. Would you say that with me? One day, God will judge me. Today, others are judging me. I pray, Lord, help me judge me. Now, can you get on your feet and say it one last time? Come on, you'll live. Let's go. Come on. I have a back problem. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. One day, God will judge me. Today, others are judging me. I pray, Lord, help me judge. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. I enjoyed it. I knew it was going to be a good message. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think we got some help. How many would say, Pastor, this message is helpful to me today? Come on, in my life. Come on. Woo! That's what I love seeing. Amen. Come on. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for standing up right in the middle of Pharisees and hypocrites and saying what you said and teaching us your word and telling us this great truth. Help us never forget it. Help us never forget that you use the eye. Help us never forget that the most sensitive thing a person faces and feels is judgment. God, help us be sensitive. Help us be tender toward other people. And Father, I pray for me. I think I am the worst in the room, Lord. So many times at this. So Lord, I pray for me. I pray for me. Help me judge me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, that was pretty good. Let's sing just a song here. Then we're going to be going.